Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Hi, Shalane. This is Heather Martinez. I'm a fan and I've been a member of MIA for a little bit over a year now. And I've been nose down on so many of the different programs in there that I just discovered your podcast for the first time. And I love what you're saying about IGTV. I've been on a road trip for about 4 hours now listening to a bunch of your podcasts. And I can't wait to get home and put it into action as part of my content strategy for Instagram. So thank you for that. Hope you're well, and thank you very much for everything you share.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe. I'm Shalane Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
And we know your time is valuable. So every Tuesday, we release an episode loaded with quick tips designed to get you in and get you out. All right, Brock, take it away.
Welcome to another Quick Tip Tuesday. You may not have heard from me for a while. In case you forgot who I am Brock Johnson. I am Shalane's son. And yes, I am the co-host of this podcast, even though she likes to tease me and say I am a no-host for my lack of episode production. I am still co-host of this podcast. And I should note that the reason I haven't been uploading or recording a ton of episodes for Build Your Tribe recently is because I'm in the middle of football season right now, mother. So I don't necessarily have as much time prioritized and scheduled out to record Build Your Tribe episodes. But it is still very important to me to serve you here, and I really do appreciate you listening today. On this Quick Tip Tuesday, I'm going to be sharing with you 5 ways that you can add links to your Instagram. Of course, adding links to your Instagram is a great way to direct people from the Instagram app, from the social media, to your brand, your business, your product, your own personal website. The first way that most people know to add links to their Instagram is by adding a link to your bio. In your Instagram profile, you have the ability to add a link. You can change it as frequently as you like, and you can direct people to that either through your stories, an Instagram Live, IGTV, or your feed. Basically, anything that you post on Instagram, you can tell people, go tap on the link in my bio to do X, Y, and Z, to gain X, Y, and Z, to download X, Y, and Z. So the first way that most people know already, just wanted to make sure we covered that base, is by adding a link to your bio. The second link that most people are aware of is the swipe up link on Instagram stories. With this, basically, once you're done recording your Instagram story, you can tap on the little paperclip up at the top of the screen and type in any web link you want. That way, when you post your Instagram story, your audience will be able to swipe up from the bottom to the top of the screen and open a link. There's an asterisk with that feature, though, and that is that you have to have more than 10,000 followers to have access to that feature. I wish and I hope that Instagram changes that so that we all have access to it, or maybe just that any of us with a business account have access to it. I mean, come on, Instagram, please, we have businesses here. That would be really great. But as of right now, the only people who can add swipe up links are the people with more than 10K, more than 10,000 followers on Instagram. That means that if you don't have 10,000 followers in the past, you've been pretty limited, basically only to your bio. That's where these next 3 tips come in. These are 3 ideas of ways that you could add links to your Instagram besides the 2 obvious ones that we have already talked about. The first one is tiny URL. One reason why it's often tough to direct people to a link from Instagram is that there aren't clickable links if you were to just post it as text in your stories or to post it in your caption below the photo. People can't click on those links. So it would require someone to go to an outside Safari or internet browser and then remember what link you told them to go to and type it in. And it's likely that if your link is very long, it's not going to happen because it's just too much to remember and too many steps in that process. So one way around this is to use a tiny URL. If you have a long blog post or a long website name or a long checkout landing page that you want to send people to, you could try using a free tiny URL. We'll have a link for this website down in the description, but basically it's tinyurl.com. And it's very simple. In the middle of the screen, you'll see a little box where you can enter a long URL to make tiny, and then you can click Make Tiny URL, and it will automatically generate a smaller web link, a smaller URL that you can use free of charge. That web link will redirect to the original page that you put in. You can also create a custom tiny URL on tinyurl.com. You just enter in the long URL, and then your custom one will be https://tinyurl.com/whatever it is that you want the tiny URL to be. It can contain letters, numbers, and dashes. That way you could put the tiny URL as a text in your story or in your Instagram caption, for example, or really anywhere else on social media. And if it's not clickable there, it'll be easy for people to remember and type it in to their internet browser. That brings me to my next tip for you to add links to your Instagram besides the 10K swipe up and besides the profile in your bio URL. And it's related to this previous tiny URL tip, and that is to buy an easy to remember URL. Recently, I have begun doing Instagram reviews. Basically, I will review your Instagram. I will give you some tips, some things I think you could improve on, some things that I personally think you should shift, stop doing, do more of, yada, yada, yada. I'll send you a personalized video. To direct people to that link, all you have to do is go to reviewmyig.com. Even if I didn't have 10K, even if I didn't have the link in my bio, that's a pretty easy URL to remember, right? Reviewmyig.com. It's short. It's just three words. There's even a little tiny acronym in there to shorten the word Instagram. And I've purchased this URL on GoDaddy.com for like $9. So for just $9, I've created a very easy to remember URL, a URL that is catchy and it doesn't even need to be clickable at the time, because it's so memorable and so easy to type and spell out. And for that reason, I'm more likely to get conversions even if I'm not making the URL immediately clickable on my Instagram. So if you have a long URL or some blog post that you really want to direct people to and you just have no way other than the Instagram bio to direct people to it, I recommend buying a cheap URL that's shorter and easy to remember on a site like GoDaddy.com, and then you can just set it up so that that link, that URL, forwards to the original page you wanted to send people to. And then my fifth and final way for you to add links to your Instagram is on IGTV. On IGTV, you can actually add clickable links in the description there, just like you would on Facebook. Any link that's in the IGTV description is clickable, so you can add links there. So if you have some sort of promotion going on, or just really any time, really, that you have a link you want to share, you can post it in your description of your IGTV, and anyone who clicks on that description can click on the link and visit the page you want. That's it. Quick Tip Tuesday, 5 ways to add links to your Instagram. I hope you found this helpful. If you did, I would love to hear from you on Instagram. I absolutely love it when people take screenshots of the episode they're listening to and post it on their Instagram stories. I love it when people send me direct messages or when people comment under my posts that they listen to whatever episode. So I appreciate you for listening today, and I would really, really appreciate it if you hit me up on Instagram in some way. Love to hear from you. As always, happy networking.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I want to share something with you before you go, and that is my free guide to understanding the newest features and algorithm updates on Instagram. Instagram is like, it's kind of the place to be. I don't know if you love Facebook. If you do, that's cool. But if you've already made that migration, or you know you need to, you need this guide. If you're on Instagram and suddenly things have turned to crickets, let myself and my team fill you in on how to use the newest features and how to take advantage of the latest algorithm updates. We produce a new guide every 3 months based on case studies, our research, and the intel of my amazing social media team here at Team Johnson. We want to share this report for you. I've created it because who's got time to figure all this stuff out? And some of it's like kind of complicated and you don't have time and I want to save you time. Why not amplify your reach by making life a little easier and understanding how to do that? It's a game. We figured out the answers and we'd like to share them with you. To get your hands on that free report, just go to shalene.com/IG hacks. Again, that's shalene.com/IG, as in Instagram, IG hacks, H-A-C-K-S.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.